Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm much better than earlier. We've had quite a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This was much better than 3 hours ago. I feel like a whole new person.
Well, you showered, so
I showered.
Look good, you smell good.
Yeah. It's weird. This morning when we first did this, I was like, okay, get my makeup good, like my hair, everything. And now I feel so much better just sitting in sweatpants, no makeup. I have my pimple patches on, my tea to my right, low lighting. It honestly feels like a therapy session.
Well, so hopefully it will be.
For us or for them?
Both.
Okay, I'll
Maybe.
Take it.
I don't know.
I'll take it.
Should we kick this off?
Let's do it.
Welcome back to another episode of Life with Beth and Court. I'm Beth.
I'm Court.
And today we are introducing a new series called Tales from the Rig.
Ooh, I love it.
It's been a while since we did that intro.
I know. I was like, I hope I don't mess this up. I was like, I think all I have to say is my name. And if Court. I mess that up, we're in trouble.
Glad that you've grown to somewhat tolerate my podcast voice when I say welcome back to another episode. I don't know. Maybe you still hate it.
No, I think I was just an angrier person back then. I think the real root of the problem was I was just irritated about everything. So therapy.
To be completely transparent, about 45 minutes ago, she was crying in the hallway because she said, the vlog was just mine. And now we have to work together again.
Yeah. So for those of you who are new here, just to our channel or the podcast, whatever. So for the past 365 days, we've had a daily vlog that we've been posting on Instagram. Today was the last day. And the earlier session did not go well.
It is an understatement of large proportions. It was horrible. We spent 4 hours trying to get the tech set up and it just wasn't working.
Everything that could have went wrong. And I had this panic. I think I was like in my feels that the vlog was over. And as you said, I did the vlog by myself for the most part. You were great for content.
Like, thank you so
much. I just recorded you and told you what to do. And so all of a sudden, I felt myself flashing back to this panic of our early business days together. And those were really challenging.
We were such grouch asses.
We were so grouchy. We didn't communicate well. And so all of a sudden, I panicked. And the thing is, I'm brutally honest. I will always say it in a kind way. But I'm honest. And I was like, I'm freaking out because we both were so frustrated earlier, not at each other, at the situation, but it reminded me of when we were really frustrated with each other 3 years ago. And I was like, sobbing in the hall. I was like, I love you, but I don't want to work with you again. Like, I don't know if this is a good idea.
And also realizing that the vlog was coming to an end.
Yes.
And you were waiting and waiting for that day. And then the day came and you're like, I've come to love it though.
Yeah.
So anyway, now we're transitioning into our very first video podcast, which podcasting is not new to us. We had a couple episodes. Not a couple episodes. We had a couple seasons when we first started out.
Mm-hmm.
The origin of the podcast is people told us that they just loved listening to us talk to each other, which
I'm not sure how to feel about that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We've both been told that we have podcast voices.
Yep.
And then people also said our entertainment together is what they liked about us. So we really just talked about random topics, whatever we had learned about, whatever we were feeling, whatever we were thinking.
We really tried to narrow it in and niche down. And we were like, what do you want to hear us talk about? And overwhelmingly, the response was, I literally don't care.
I'll just listen.
I'll just listen to whatever you talk about. So the topics of the original podcast seasons were a smorgasbord, which is a great vocab word. It was really random because it was basically whatever we were dealing with at the time. And then we would talk about it in a podcast episode. There was lots of random tangents within the episodes.
It was an ADHDer's dream. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just want to go a little bit of everything, our earlier seasons were the place to be.
Yeah. So this rendition of the podcast, I don't know that we can promise it's going to be any less random.
No.
But there is a very specific idea or theme behind what this series is named, Tales from the Rig. And
yes.
I'm going to let you explain because I don't know.
Okay, so let's back it up. Let's rewind to, let's say, 3 months ago. We were back home in Michigan for the season, and we were catching up with people back home, and our two dear friends, Mike and Lori, came over, and we hadn't seen them in like a year and a half, and so we were catching up on everything, and we have so many stories from the road, and we were just like telling these stories, and our friend Mike was like doubled over laughing so hard. I have never seen him laugh this hard. And we were like, oh yeah, that probably is kind of funny, isn't it?
We've heard each other tell the stories so many times that we're just like, oh yeah, yeah, the alligator story. But
right.
Like to see a new human consume the content via catching up. Mike is a very long human. And so as you're telling,
what does that have
it has
do
nothing
with
to
anything?
Do with it. But I'm looking where he was sitting and he's so long and he was giggling so hard at the stories. And that's, I think, where
so that was like
your genius idea came.
Thank you. Mm. That was like the pre-phase. So then later on, whenever we hang out with them, it's never a quick catch up. Like we joke
never
about
less
it. It's
than
like
5 hours.
Yeah. It's usually 7 to 8 hours and we're all up till 1 a.m. And it's so worth it. I love hanging out with them. And the latter part of our catching up became what happens after the vlog, right? So Lori's so sweet. She's like, I watch it every day. I love it. What's going to happen? And I was like, honestly, I don't know. Like, I'm really torn because I know people like the vlog, but homegirl needs a break. Like, I'm tired. I've been doing this every day. We were kind of like going back and forth and talking about sharing our stories from the road, right? And all of a sudden, I was like, Tales from the Rig. It's kind of a spinoff of Tales from the Crypt from the 90s, the super creepy show that I wasn't supposed to be watching at 8 years old. And literally that night, they left at like 12:30, 1 a.m. I went to bed, laid on my phone. I was so excited. I came up with 48 ideas.
Holy
on
shit.
The spot. I don't even know if you knew that.
Nope. Like I said, this is definitely from the brain of Court because I never watched Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah.
Like not at all. I don't know anything about it. I just know it was what scary children watch. And I wasn't one.
Are you implying that I was a scary child? What does that mean?
Sweetheart, you opted to do a seance in a cemetery for your sweet 16.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a scary child.
And my birthday's in January, so I really
you
held out
really,
for that one until
really
October.
It really meant a lot for you.
Yeah, so I got my notes app. I had 48 ideas. I would put tale and the name of the idea, and I went through my entire phone album and found the corresponding picture and video. And that's going to be the really fun part about this series is Beth is not going to have any idea which tale we're going to talk about until I show her a clue. So a clue could be a picture, it could be a video. And then once her memory clicks and she remembers the tale from the rig, then we are going to dive in real time, recall the story and share that with you guys.
I'm nervous. I'm going to like not know the tale you're talking about.
I mean, I have it thoroughly planned out that there's stages. So you get like clue
Got
one.
It. Okay.
And then if you don't get it from that, and then eventually if we get to that point, I'm just going to tell you, hey, babe, this is what we're talking about today. But yes. Either way, I think it's really interesting because you and I can recall things very similarly sometimes, but then also very differently. And I think it's a really cool way to like see both of our perspectives and then also kind of, you know, rehash the memories from the road. And if you are someone who's interested in RV life, I think this is a really fun way to just share some of our stories from the road. And if you're not interested in RV life, I think it's going to be super fun. And entertaining. And then you had the really good idea of what we could add at the end of the episode.
Yeah. I mean, what our podcast was before is what we were learning and dealing with in real life in real time. And so I thought, why don't we just talk about what we learned either in the moment, in the memory that we're talking about, or looking back on it now, what have we learned since then? And I think it'll be a really good way to like recap for people how far we've come. I mean, I think about how far we've come from when we started, and it feels like a different lifetime.
It really does. I think of like child-based learning. So my background is in early childhood education, which I don't use that degree at all anymore. I do social media and help run our business. However, studies have shown that children learn best through hands-on play. So when we teach children about dinosaurs, it's really hard for them to understand and learn because they can't be hands-on with a dinosaur. And so I think the coolest part of this journey is we're literally learning new things like children, and we're doing it in the best way, which is actually being hands-on and being close to animals and experiences. And so I think this will be a really cool way to look back and walk through that.
Yeah. And I think it'll be fun to talk about like what we thought an experience would be like and what it actually turned out to be, because that's what we try to do on all of our channels, is we try to be really honest about what it's like in the RV life, because it's glamorized a lot and we like to show the good, the bad, and the ugly. Case in point, a video that has been picked up in the YouTube algorithm again recently is the first time that we hauled our trailer and then tried to unhook it with no chocks, and it rolled at us. So if you'd like to see that, we'll link it in the show notes. But those are the kinds of experiences that we don't want to sugarcoat. We don't want to make it look like we knew how to do it the first time. We don't want to make it seem like this lifestyle is easy, or that, you know, a lot of misconceptions that we've heard along the way. We will let you decide if those are true or not. So I'm pretty excited about it. And the cool thing is, life keeps happening. So we're going to have, you wrote down 48 tales, but I mean, tales are going to keep happening in real time. So
totally.
I'm excited for it. For those of you who are new to us on any channel, we're Beth and Court.
Hi.
And we are full-time RVers. We have been on the road full-time for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And I think we're at like 3 years and 4 months at this point. When we first started out, we didn't know anything about the RV lifestyle. We had never camped in an RV. We had never hauled an RV. We knew absolutely nothing. But one day we said to each other, I want to see the rest of the United States. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to go see people. And I don't want to have to use all of our paid time off and money to get to people at holidays and get to spend one day with them and then turn around and travel back. I want to just be able to go and live free and explore. And that was when Court was like, what if we just did it? What if we just went and never came back and we just kept going? And I was like, really? So we sat down, we looked at our budget, and that afternoon, April 19th, 2020, we were fully in quarantine and cooking up crazy ideas, which was, let's sell our house and everything we own and move into a travel trailer, which at the time, because we had never hauled, was a baby one. It was 26 feet. Mm-hmm. We are not in that trailer anymore.
No.
Rest in peace, Rafi.
As we're sitting here with our full podcast production, it's like literally we used to have to like cram by the window and we couldn't look at each other. And it was very strange. I was calculating while you were speaking, 3 years, 5 months as of January,
yeah, we're
which
almost
is 3.5 years. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Bizarre. Our first rig or RV, rig is a term that's used in the RV lifestyle to refer to your camper, because it could be a fifth wheel, it could be a motorhome, it could be a travel trailer. So people just say rig. So our first rig, we named him Rafi, which was short for Raphael, because we were like the Ninja Turtles carrying our home on our back.
Mm-hmm.
And this fifth wheel that we are currently in, I think we've probably permanently settled on Lady Land Yacht at this point.
She's a beast. She's very bougie. After we saw this rig and fell in love with it, they informed us that this was like the premium line, like the fancy one. I was like, yeah, that tracks. But you know what? We lived in a 26-foot box for 3 years, so I feel like we've earned the bougie upgrade that we saved for, and we love it.
So now that you know about our bougie Lady Land Yacht, we will be coming to you from Lady Land Yacht weekly with a video podcast, and it'll be published on all podcast platforms. Not all. I don't know why I said that. Basically Spotify, Apple.
I mean, and that's more than one. And so that's okay.
And we'll publish it on YouTube as well. The YouTube version will also be accompanied by visuals that will support the stories that we are recalling.
Ding.
I guess I shouldn't call them stories. The
ding.
Tales.
Ding.
Is that what you're doing?
They point on commercials. Like, got we it. Could both look. You could point up like this
oh,
and go
wow,
like this
yeah.
for a thumbnail.
Ding.
I just spit. It really could be anything.
Yeah.
So we
sky's
will,
the limit.
So you know how to find us for the podcast. However, if you are looking to watch our other content, there is plenty of it. So if you go to Instagram, we have 365 daily vlogs you could watch. That's if you go to YouTube, in addition to the video podcast, we kind of did vlogs in the beginning. And then we also released episodes of our journey in the beginning when we had no idea what we were doing. And on TikTok, we're the cute, funny couple.
Well,
bye.
We hope we've intrigued you enough that you'll come back. And we'll see you next week for our first Tale from the Rig.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, is that to me or them?
Oh, both.
Both.